Now, while organ transplantation is one of the miracles of medical science, worldwide demand continues to outstrip supply, enabling an illicit commercial market of organ trafficking and transplant tourism to flourish in some overseas destinations. While many of these donors are poor, exploited, or unable to give free and informed consent to donation. And talking with me this morning about this is Liberal MP Kevin Andrews. He's the chairman of the Human Rights Subcommittee of the Joint Standing Committee on Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade. Kevin, thanks for your time on the show.
My pleasure, Julia.
No worries. So approximately how many people in Australia are waiting for an organ donor right now?
There are some hundreds waiting for an organ donor, and the length of time can vary. I think with a kidney, it's something like 3 years at the present time. So there's a great demand compared to the availability.
Completely. And what's the cost of receiving a donated organ here? Are many Australians taking this up, travelling overseas? Or
they are, in our report we indicated that in overseas countries, the costs can vary from $100,000 up to almost $300,000. So there's a lot of money involved.
Wow. And so we know that the illegal trade of human body parts is big business, as you just said. How big are we talking? And what are the risks for the donor and the recipient?
We don't know the actual size. We do know that there are some countries in the world where this seems to be more prevalent than others. Countries like Pakistan, Egypt, China, for example, were given evidence about in those countries, and there seems to be considerable demand in terms of people travelling to those countries. The great risk, of course, is that the medical care that they receive in some of these places is not the standard that we'd expect here, and the rates of infection, for example, are much higher where people go overseas for an organ transplant rather than what would happen in Australia.
Mm. And so the Parliament's Human Rights Subcommittee recently published a report outlining how Australia can help combat human organ trafficking. What are some of the key recommendations?
One is that we ask the government to pursue through the United Nations a commission of inquiry so that we can get to the bottom of this. Secondly, we've suggested that the government sign and ratify the Council of Europe Convention against Trafficking in Human Organs. This is a convention put into place by European nations. Australia has signed other European conventions in the past, and we believe that this is probably the best instrument available at the moment to show our commitment to ensuring that unethical, illegal and illicit trafficking doesn't occur.
Right. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for your time on the show today.
Thank you, Julia. Pleasure.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That was Liberal MP Kevin Andrews, Chairman of the Human Rights Subcommittee of the Joint Standing Committee on Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade. He was discussing organ trafficking and organ transplant tourism and some of the key recommendations for how Australia can do its part to combat this illegal industry.